It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A wildfire in the foothills west of Denver forced about 1,000 households to leave their homes late Monday. The Elephant Butte Fire is burning just west of Evergreen. That area got some rain last night, but fire managers say that did not help as much as they hoped it would. Jefferson County was under a fire ban Monday because of hot and dry conditions. Another 36 inmates have tested positive for COVID-19 in a state prison. Corrections officials say those results at the Buena Vista Correctional facility come after officials tested every person inside when there was a single positive case earlier this month. Governor Jared Polis on Monday signed a new bill into law to make it easier for transgender minors to change their gender designation on birth certificates. One of the bill's sponsors, State Senator Dominic Moreno, says it fixes some language in a bill passed last year and makes the process of changing a gender designation less burdensome.
The process of changing your identity documents to reflect your true gender identity was not an easy process in Colorado. It was actually very invasive.
The bill last year allowed for people to change their birth certificates and driver's licenses as long as they had started a gender transition. It also added a non-binary gender designation. The United Arab Emirates is sending a space probe to Mars with help from scientists at CU Boulder. The launch is set for today. Mohsen Alawadi is lead engineer. He tells CPR that scientists at CU helped him understand what it takes to get a spacecraft into space.
And we were given ownership. We were not just taught and that's it. No, you are given tasks and you have to complete this task. If you don't do it, there's no one else to do it for you.
The HOPE spacecraft will study the Martian atmosphere. It won't arrive until 2021. Temperatures around Denver and Colorado Springs just a little cooler today. Meanwhile, staying hot in Pueblo and in Grand Junction with highs near 100. This is CPR News.